a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Anyway, we're here joined by Will McGillivray from Goodwill, talking about his new single, Obama's. Mordena, Will, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty chill, man. It is pretty sunny over here, and I think it's relatively warm. How's it where you are?
It's pretty lovely here, honestly. I've got the sun streaming through the windows. I've just had a coffee, and life is feeling pretty good.
Nice. And are you based in Ōtautahi at the moment?
Yeah, I am. Yep, yep.
Nice, nice. Ōtautahi on a good day, I bet it is lovely. I've only experienced it once, and that was on a wedding, and that was magical. It was lovely.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty special place to be when it's sunny, because everyone kind of just heads out to the beaches, and it's a pretty nice summer vibe here. And also, I think in winter it can be a little bit lifeless and depressing, but it definitely gains it all back when the weather's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't have the lows without the highs, right? That's what life is all about.
That's it.
We're here to talk about your new track, Obama's, plural Obama's. Have you got a favorite Obama?
Obama. I was not prepared for this question.
Michelle, Barack, Sasha Malia, Barack Obama's weird brother.
Yeah, you can pick one for me. That sounds good.
Okay, we'll go with Michelle. I think Michelle is... I have a lot of respect for Michelle. She seems like you could have a drink with her, you know. She'd be real, real nice and chill.
Yep, she seems cool.
Yeah, very cool. If do you think if you're ever bored with the moniker Goodwill, that you'd ever think of starting a new act called Badwill?
Well, one of my friends says this to me a lot. My friend Jed Parsons, but he actually says Bad Won't, which is the
Bad Won't. Yes, that is incredible.
That's the half circle. That's as far away as you can get from Goodwill. But no, I won't be considering that, actually.
Not even as like a one-off parody.
maybe as a one-off.
It'd be pretty album, it'd be pretty incredible. The album, your new album, which is it called Kind Hands? That's the name of the album, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Yes, yes. It's coming out literally a month away. It's on the 4th of October, day after my birthday. Incredible timing. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. And I think that means that you were born... Yeah, your birthday's 7 days before me. I'm the 10th.
Oh, shit, you're a Libra.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Apparently.
Hell yeah, yeah, man. Nice. It's good to be a Libra. Feels good.
But yeah, it's... I'm feeling good. I'm really excited to... I'm really excited to have it out there, and I'm pressing some vinyl, so that's something I'm really looking forward to, just personally, to be able to hold what I've been working on for the last couple of years. I think will be a really nice experience, and maybe chuck it up somewhere in my studio, lean it up against a wall somewhere. But yeah, it's feeling good. It's funny that, you know, after so long, because I've probably been working on these songs for, yeah, 2 or 3 years. It feels crazy that they're actually going to be out, but it's really nice, and it just makes me excited to make more music as well, you know, to clear some kind of mental space.
Awesome, man. Just clear up some RAM in the old brain.
Exactly, yeah. I think the when it's album time and you're working on something, that the mental hard drive is pretty slammed. So
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Is the vinyl, can you tease us as to whether the vinyl is going to have like marbling? Is it going to be transparent? Is it going to be orange? Is it going to be black? What color can we expect from the vinyl?
Well, I actually went for the most classic option possible, and it's black. And you know, maybe that's boring, but I looked at a bunch of different ones, and there's a little label on the inside of the records, as I'm sure you'll know, but just with the art, I think it kind of looked worse when I did something extreme with the actual vinyl kind of design. So I went for black.
Fair enough. It's, you know, not if it's not broken, don't fix it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a classic, and in 40 years I'll go, yeah, I think that was a pretty good decision.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Now we're going to get on to talking about your new single, The Obamas, which dropped, what, is it today, yesterday?
It's today.
Today, yeah. It's why The Obamas and not like the Clintons or any of the other American political dynasties? You know, I'm very curious as to the Obamas coming into this picture.
I think, you know, sometimes when I'm writing, it comes from a very intentional and thoughtful place and very selective with words, and that's kind of half of it. And the other half is a real stream of consciousness and kind of like this thing where I'm just saying things and sometimes they stick, and I will get not just like a word at a time, but, you know, like a whole verse at a time. And I think that the second verse of the song was kind of that case where everything just fell into place. And when that happens, I try not to think like, you know, is this the perfect word? Should I swap this out? And I try to leave it as kind of like an instinct.
Mm.
Because if anything, you should be able to trust that whatever came out is quite a pure instinct, you know, of yours. So, yeah, that's the long answer for why Obama's is it just came out, and I haven't thought about it any more than that since, I don't think.
Oh, cracker. So, speaking of stream of consciousness, there's a repeated phrase in the song where you say, "I'm so happy I could die." Is that part of the stream of consciousness that you're talking about?
Yeah. I actually remember the exact moment I wrote that. And I'm looking at the couch that I wrote that on. But that was like a real... like I was saying before, sometimes it's quite premeditated and thought out, and sometimes you're just kind of, something just pops up out of nowhere. And I think that chorus line was really one where it just popped up out of nowhere, and it just made me really happy to hear that. Mm. But it's a funny one because I've talked to some people or shown the song to some people, and they're like, "Oh my God, that line is so crushing."
Mm.
But I think I actually mean, you know, I'm so happy, you know.
You mean in like a happy way, not necessarily.
It's actually genuine. I just think the music surrounding it really leads you in a certain direction, which I like. I kind of like the ambiguous feeling of it, you know.
It's a bit of a choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I think depending on what kind of day you're having, you could read it a little differently, but I did just feel really happy at the time, you know, and that's kind of also sprouted into what the whole record is kind of centering around. So, yeah, that's that line.
Mm. Well, for me, I thought it was. I mean, I definitely took it in the opposite direction when I was listening, and I was trying to discern the lyrics. And the opening lyrics are about driving by some industrial kind of harbour site with imagery of Russian boats and thick air pollution. Was this area based on any real place, or is this again just you stream of consciousness, ones and zeros coming out your brain?
yeah, no, that one is definitely a drive, a real drive that I did take, and that was over to Littleton, which is, you know, 15 minutes from where I am now, and a really cool spot.
Mm.
Here.
What were the Russian boats?
I think maybe you can do this. You know, if you see like a boat that looks interesting, you can put the whatever it says on the outside, its name or whatever, into Google, and it tells you where it's come from or where it's going.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And one of them was Russian, I think.
So it was a big cargo ship.
I think I wrote the song about 3 years ago, and whether it's a cargo ship or not, I think that is now information that is lost to me.
That
but
is, yeah, to the sands of time.
Let's say it was a cargo ship.
Okay. Because, when I think of Russian boat, I immediately just think of submarine for some reason. which you wouldn't be able to see in the Littleton Harbour. If they were around there in a submarine, you would not detect that.
No, it wasn't a submarine.
But you're quite a fan of that Littleton Harbour spot. It's a good place for you to go and sit and have a think.
It's a nice spot. Honestly, I can't say I drive down and look at the harbour that often, but this one time I did, and it's made it into the song.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. On the track, you also mention, I think this is the lyrics that I parsed together, is that you said that you don't know how to feel about hospitals. Do you mean when you go inside a hospital, you don't know how to feel, or like the general concept of hospitals? You're like, oh.
I would just say it's a. I mean, again, this is, while I'm saying it to you now, this is the most that I've thought about. what these mean, but I think to unpack it, you know, it is like a. It is a such an important place, but it's also like such a dark place, you know. It's like lots of great things would happen and lots of bad things would happen.
Yeah,
just it's a weird place to visit. It smells weird.
Yep,
you know, it's super weird vibe. But also, you know, if you break your arm, you're pretty grateful for a hospital.
Yeah, you are. They're like, what, I guess, places of birth and death constantly. You know, it's like...
yeah.
The wonders of life in this real sterile building.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of... I think you've said it better than I have.
It's... it made me think more about how I feel about hospitals. I always feel a bit weird. And they're also just so... they feel like limbo in some ways, because you're just waiting around forever to either get help or to go see someone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things where you kind of walk in there, you know, whether you're seeing someone or if you are, you know, in there for something personally, you kind of walk out and come back into the world again. You know, it's such an immersive, like, an environment that's so different to anything else.
Yeah.
It's just a strange place. I don't think I've been in a hospital for, like, 10 years or something, so I'm very lucky. But
Kanpai.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is the fourth single now you've dropped, and I assume it's the last one because the album's coming out in October. But how do you decide on which tracks to use as singles when you're deciding to release something? I guess this is your first time releasing an album, so I'm curious to know what was your process here.
It's probably a mix between a few things. Honestly, the main thing is just like, which songs do I feel most proud of, and which songs. You know, when I'm releasing them, will I have the energy to share the most or the most passionately? So, it's usually pretty obvious to me, to be honest, and it doesn't take much thought.
Very intuitive process.
Yeah, and totally. I just have a feeling about which ones I like the most, and I think, you know, I think that generally lines up with what people will like the most. But I also, I think, you know, with this round of singles, I did send a bunch of songs to friends and was like, hey, what ones would you think should be the singles? I think I was planning on doing way less, and I was sending like a big batch of singles, like 4 or 5. And I think I ended up just saying I'm going to do all of them. So I was like, well, why not, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Do you have a favorite of the ones you put out?
Yeah, my favorite is the one I put out last year, which is called Kind Hands.
Oh, yeah. That's the title track of the record.
That's the title track, yeah. And it's... Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a... You know, I'm always shooting for a particular thing and just trying to capture the right feeling for stuff. And I feel like I did do that on that track. And... just has a nice feeling to it, you know. It just makes me smile when I listen to the end of that song.
Well, that's lovely. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot of time left for Yarns, but one thing I want to know, do you have any show dates lined up for when the album comes out? Will you be visiting the great bastion of civilization that is Ortepoti Dunedin?
At this point, I don't have plans, but I would love to. I have family there, and I think it's a great place. So at some point, I definitely will. However, at this point, I haven't announced it yet, but there's a show in Christchurch on the 8th of November. So I think it's getting announced next week. So if you're in Christchurch, definitely keep an eye out for next week.
Cool. Well, you heard it here, folks. If you want to go and see some real cool stuff, head over to Christchurch on the 8th of November to go visit Goodwill, a.k.a. Will McGillivray. Do you prefer being called Will McGillivray or Goodwill?
I think if it's something concerning the Goodwill project... Oh, actually, no, I'm going to say if it's person to person, definitely just my name that I was given. Mm-hmm. When I was born, makes way more sense and is... way more comfortable. Then I feel like I'm being called by like a company name or something, if it's Goodwill, you know.
Yeah, true. You're like the that American thrift store Goodwill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on today's breakfast show. It was lovely having you, and I wish you all the success with the new album coming out literally next month to the day.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's always nice to chat.
Of course. Thank you very much. That was Will McGillivray, also known as Goodwill, talking about his new single, Obama's, chatting about hospitals and all sorts of good stuff. Here is that track. We have Goodwill for Obama's lineup for you right now. It's 10:20 here on the Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Breakfast Program, brought to you by Aju. Let's get into some Goodwill times. Here's Goodwill with Obama's. Take care.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.